This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. A total of 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 29th of this month. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nadia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purva Bardhaman. Leaders from all major parties will be holding rallies across the state. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Jalepi Mutt in Jagaddal today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will also hold 2 road shows in Bihala and Chandannagar. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee also hold multiple programs are scheduled for today. She will walk in a public outreach march from Sukanta Setu in Jadavpur. Later, she has a public outreach program in her own constituency, Bhavanipur. TMC's All India General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee is also scheduled to campaign in Ranaghat, Hooghly, Maheshtala in support of party candidates. The Election Commission has announced a stringent security plan for the second phase of assembly polls in West Bengal, making it clear that any attempt to disrupt voting or obstruct electors would be dealt with firmly. The National Investigation Agency has registered a case to probe recovery of 79 crude bombs in poll-bound West Bengal. Meanwhile, one person has been arrested in connection with an explosion case of 18th March when the blast occurred in West Bamunia village of Bhangar while crude bombs were being assembled. The accused, Wahidul Islamullah, is reported by NIA sources to be directly involved in the incident. The NIA continues its probe into the wider network behind the case. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gangtok today on a 2-day visit to Sikkim. Mr. Modi will take part in the closing ceremony of 50 years of Sikkim statehood and inaugurate lay foundation stone of multiple projects worth 4,000 crore rupees during his visit. Upon his arrival, the Prime Minister will take part in a road show from Biralu Dwar to MG Mark this afternoon. Later, he will interact with the BJP workers. On the next day, Mr. Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium, where he will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a Free Trade Agreement or FTA in New Delhi today, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalised after years of high-level discussions and will be signed in the presence of both leaders. The FTA aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years.
The bilateral trade agreement between India and New Zealand's Minister of Trade, Todd McKay, was finalized after many years of negotiations between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. We are going to sign it, and in a few months, it will be on a large scale between India and New Zealand. It will be a means to increase trade on a large scale.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 5-day visit to Himachal Pradesh beginning today for the summer sojourn. During her visit, the president will attend a banquet hosted by the governor of Himachal Pradesh at Lok Bhavan in Shimla tomorrow. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck northern Japan early this morning, U.S. Geological Survey reported, but there were no immediate reports of fatalities or damage. The quake struck 18 kilometers west of the small town of Sarabetsu in Hokkaido at a depth of 81 kilometers. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Lucknow Super Giants in a super over thriller after the match ended in a tie at Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 156 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders, Lucknow Super Giants made 155 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Arun Jaitley Stadium, Delhi. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.